Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time now, as it is each and every Tuesday right here on this show, for our Brewers Insider from MLB.com, our friend Adam McAlvey.
Best Brewers coverage. This is the Bill Michaels Show. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from Insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia Veterans Services. Preparing vets to make an impact within their next mission through education. Find out more at cuw.edu/veterans.
All right, Adam McAlvey is on the line from Wrigley Field as the Brewers and Cubs will get set in a couple of hours from now. Adam, good to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, this is like the old days, huh?
I'm telling you, this is all I need is the late Darrell Hamilton, and we've got a trifecta right there.
Oh, man, that's right. Oh, geez. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. But I did see you, I believe, at the All-Star game. I believe you were very kind in letting me do that podcast with Jeremy Jeffress. I remember that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm there for. The All-Star game was really, really fun until about the eighth inning of the game itself. And then it sort of all went downhill for Brewers fans and the team. And I don't know, it's been a tough go since then. The bullpen's been such a strength of this team.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hader's been okay. He's sort of weathered through all his off-the-field issues. But, you know, Corey Knebel lost the closer's job last weekend. They've been a little banged up. Soria, they picked up. He's banged up. They're getting Taylor Williams back today. We just talked to him. He's eager to get back in there. But they've, you know, that's been what's kind of carried them. And tough stretch for them right now.
Talking to Adam McAlvey here. Okay, let's address the bullpen, because this idea that they're just beat up, that they've just been throwing so much, and this is the microcosm of what happens when your starters are only going 5 and 6 innings, and it's happening all throughout baseball. You see this.
Yep.
It's not the anomaly by any stretch of the imagination. How much do you chalk this up to, this is August, this is what happens, and this team needs, if anything, they need some games where they don't have to use everybody?
Well, that would help. I mean, unfortunately, that's just not the way the game is played right now. And the other day in Atlanta was an example. Chase Anderson went out and really struggled for a couple of innings at the start. Then he sort of had two good innings. He was at 82 pitches after four, and Craig Counsell went to his bullpen by choice. And look, part of that is off day yesterday, off day coming again Thursday after two games against the Cubs. And the Brewers, if they have one thing working for them right now, it's that they have cleared the grinder parts of their schedule. They had 21 games in 20 days going into the All-Star break. Then I think it was 17 in a row coming out. Now the rest of the way, they've got ample off days. They've got every Thursday off in September, plus expanded rosters. So, you know, if you're looking for rest for that pen, I think the off days are going to provide it more than the games, perhaps, because Craig Counsell and David Stearns, they've just made sort of the call of this is how they're going to attack it with their starters, get twice through the order, maybe a third time in certain cases. But more often than not, it's been twice through and then go to the pen. So I think if they're going to get that break, it's going to have to come from the off days in the schedule itself.
You know, there was an interesting article, and we're talking with Adam McAlvey on MLB.com because, you know, I still read the people I like there. There are some pitchers that, you know, probably will clear waivers. So, you know, it's not a guarantee. There's not a detailed announcement that they have. But, you know, Matt Harvey, James Shields, Irvin Santana, these are names that have been bandied about as possibly post-waiver trade deadline. And I said this at the beginning of the show. I think that's what makes today's game so important. Because if you get this to 2, if you get this to 1, if you even keep it at 3, if you can do that, there's a justification in the next 2 weeks to add another starter, whereas if you lose these two games and it's 5 and 7 in the loss column, I don't think the incentive is there. Is it wrong to put this kind of stature on two games in August?
Well, no. I mean, look, these are not must-win games. I've seen a lot of people sort of, you know, ask me that. Mathematically, it's not. There's going to be games afterwards, and they're going to play them no matter what happens in these two games. They're big games, and I think part of it is erasing what happened last time the Brewers came here to Wrigley Field. It was in April. They played four games. It was brutally cold. The wind was absolutely howling off the lake, and the Brewers lost all four. Neither team could really score, but the Cubs scored more than the Brewers did and won four games. So I think this is the opportunity to erase that, if anything. But I think getting into a spot where you think about these as must-win games is dangerous for the players, for sure. I think for the fans, too, it'll drive you crazy because there's just more schedule left to play. So that's kind of how I'm looking at these games. And as far as those pitchers that are out there, Seth, do any of those guys, you know, excite you? Like if you're a GM of a contender and you've got, think about the Brewers, they've got five starters. They've got Zach Davies still navigating a rehab assignment. They've got Brandon Woodruff, who was their top prospect before he just got the service time to graduate, starting at AAA, and he's sort of like the sixth starter right now. So those are your options. Does Matt Harvey, does Ervin Santana, I don't know, do you get excited enough about those guys to give up any players for them?
I'm not naive. I understand exactly what you're saying. However, is Jimmy Nelson coming back in the next 4 weeks? Because if he's not, I would take a flyer on Harvey.
Jimmy Nelson is still in this, like, he's doing kind of these hybrid bullpens where he's, you know, he's throwing off a mound, but the catcher is standing up. So it's like somewhere between a straight up, a full blown bullpen and flat ground throwing. And, you know, until he gets on a mound, we keep saying this, until he gets on a mound, you can't really project when he's back. So I don't think you can plan on him making starts at this point. Maybe he still pitches for them in some fashion in September, but nothing's guaranteed there. So I think the answer to that is no. It's probably Davies Woodruff. So look, I mean, maybe if you get deep enough into August, you know, I think it's been pretty well reported that the Brewers had talks to some level about Matt Harvey. They just weren't willing to pay the price that was asked for Harvey or any of the other starting pitchers. Well, maybe you get deep enough into August and you've seen the prices for other guys. You know, Justin Bourdon costs much, it doesn't appear. Other guys that have moved, it's not been as high a prospect price as it was on July 31. So maybe it does get to a point where, you know, you feel like you don't have to give up a lot and you can take a flyer on a guy. But I would just guard from people thinking that, you know, you pick up a guy and you're getting, you know, game five of the 15 World Series, Matt Harvey. You know, you're not. You're getting a risk. And maybe he helps, maybe he doesn't. But I don't necessarily blame David Stearns for being reticent to give up a big time, you know, a prospect that you think is going to be part of your future for that.
We're talking to Adam McAlvey, MLB.com, Brewers insider here on the Bill Michaels Show. There was an interesting story. You know, attendance is down throughout baseball, 6.5%. I mean, it's countless discussions. I am nauseated by the state of this game, and we can have that conversation in the wintertime because I'd love your insight on it. But in Milwaukee, they're on their pace for their sixth highest attendance. They're going to draw 2.8 million. TV ratings have been up. What is it about the Brewers, Milwaukee, and this competitive team, and how has that been able to buck the trend that you've seen throughout the sport?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they've shown before that if you field a reasonably competitive team, the people will come out and support it. And I'm from there, so I can say this. My theory, two theories. Number one is they have a built-in steadiness from group sales because of that dome. They draw, and we saw this in the last day game, there were maybe 7,000 kids that had bussed in from wherever. And you can do that for a game at Miller Park because you're guaranteed a game. So that's number one. But number two is there's something to me sort of the only game in town. I mean, I grew up there, and what are you going to do on a Tuesday night? Well, you go to the ball game. You're not competing with as much. And I think when you field a competitive team and there's not the competition that you have in huge cities for your entertainment dollars, I think people are more likely to go support that good team. So I think that to me has always been one of my theories about why the Brewers draw well, beyond just being, you know, a good baseball town, which I think it proved to be way back in the Braves days when it was the first National League club to draw 2 million, when that was the big number. So the fans have definitely supported it. You know, Mark Attanasio, their owner, has spent when he's felt like it was time to spend. They invested in Kane and, to a lesser degree, Yelich in the offseason. So they, you know, but they didn't go get that starting pitcher that a lot of people wanted him to get. And, we'll just have to play out the next 6 weeks to see whether that was the right decision or whether it cost.
It's a really good point about the roof. I hadn't factored that in because, you know, Rob Manfred was quick to point out for the attendance talk, he was quick to point out all the bad weather in April. And, you know, 28 games were postponed due to weather. And I understand all that. And, you know, I do recognize that. Plus, there are potentially six teams that could lose 100 games. So competitive balance has been a major challenge for the sport. I find it impressive that Milwaukee has seemingly been, you know, the way I phrased it to a friend of mine, I said it's recession-proof. It's like the sport, the sky is falling, people are losing their shirts, and yet here's Milwaukee, slow and steady, wins the race, and I think it's a testament to the city. Size up these two games for me. You're in the ballpark. You know, it's probably a little too early to say, you know, you feel a buzz, but do you get the sense that these games are enormous? I know Craig Counsell downplayed it. What's your take on this game? How huge is this baseball game today? I know it's not a must-win. We talked about that. How big is this game today?
Well, look, it's big. There's no, at this point, if you want to win the division, you have to win some games against the Cubs, and then up next they go to St. Louis, and those are big games too against the best team in the National League since they made their managerial change. So you can't deny that these are important games. But like I said, I think for the players, if they approach the games differently than they would just another game in August, you get into trouble if you're in the box thinking that way. So Craig Counsell's job in these games is to say the boring old stuff about, you know, just another game, just another day. They all count the same. Those things that we always hear the manager say, because his job is to convince the players that that's true, even though all of us know that that's not true, that these are important games. And it starts with Jose Quintana, a guy who's dominated the Brewers going back to last September at Miller Park, where the Cubs kind of put the dagger in the Brewers' division hopes. Jose Quintana pitched the final game of that series. The Cubs won 3 of 4. The first three were incredible extra-inning games, and then Quintana pitched a gem, a complete game in the finale, and the Cubs won easy. So they have to solve Jose Quintana in order to get a little foothold here, and it's a big challenge.
All right, last one. I got about 30 seconds. You covered Craig Counsell as a player. How fun is it to cover him as a manager?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's really good to us. I always think of him as really kind of telling it like it is. I think he has lately shown, he's viewing things through some rose-colored glasses a little bit. That's probably just the way he feels is the best way to talk about this particular group of players. I said it, you can tell he's sort of made the determination that this is a group that needs a warm embrace versus a slap on the wrist. So that's the way he's going to talk about his club, even after some really, really just, you know, rip your heart out kind of losses lately. I don't know. We'll see if that continues, if they continue to have some of these tough losses, and or whether his frustration kind of comes through. But so far, he's been pretty sunny in his discussions of this club, even in the midst of a tough stretch. They've lost 6 of 10, which doesn't sound horrible, but it's the manner in which they've lost some of those games that's really hurt.
Adam, it's like old times, man. Enjoy the ball game today. We'll be reading your stuff on MLB.com, and thanks so much for doing this, bud.
All right, Seth. See ya.
All right, see ya. That's Adam McAlvey, Brewers Insider from MLB.com and the Brewers website, and does a great job. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.